Hello and welcome to today's show, Strategic Insights Radio, brought to you by Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. Sterling Rose Consulting Corp is a full-service business consulting firm with three divisions: business consulting, marketing consulting, and strategic business technology consulting. Today, we're honored to have the founder and CEO of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp, Jennifer Ruse, and the soon-to-be new radio host here on Business Radio X, and owner and operator of Arcat Associates and Nomad Travel Group, Antonio Little L. Jennifer has a long career working for both corporations and as an entrepreneur. She began her career after college in the 90s in market intelligence, business operations, and management for companies such as Mid-America Research, Fact and Focus, Lucent Technologies, Kyocera Wireless, ARS Current Analysis, and WebSense Software Solutions, before starting her first company in 2004. She has since been a business consultant and now founder and CEO of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. Antonio started Arcat Associates in August of 2006. His partner companies include Kroll Incorporated, Go Small Biz, and Legal Shield Services, which allows him to market big legal resources and solutions to small to mid to large size businesses, including ID theft protection, money restoration services, and voluntary group benefits, and a library of affordable legal and business services. Jennifer?
Thank you, Mike. And thank you, Antonio.
Oh, thank you.
So, Antonio, first, can you tell our listeners a little bit about Arcat Associates and what you provide to your clients?
Well, with Arcat Associates, I'm an independent rep for Legal Shield Services. And basically what I do, I provide affordable access to actual law firms for businesses, families, and individuals. Because right now, you can't go down the street without seeing billboards, advertisements for lawyers. So there's definitely a need out there. But what we offer is we lower the level the playing field. So individuals, rather than paying $250 an hour, they can pay $240 for a whole year and get the same access to the actual law firms nationwide that big businesses do, or people who have, you know, deep pockets.
So what makes this Legal Shield concept unique for small to large businesses?
Well, it's unique because, again, a lot of businesses, even if they do have access to actual law firms, they may be underutilizing them because of the cost factor. Because Legal Shield did an actual survey a couple of years ago to find out about legal services and how they fit into today's market with individuals and clients and businesses. And what they found out is that a lot of businesses, individuals, they see impediment with using legal lawyers and legal services because of the cost, because of fear, and because they think they know how to do it on their own. But the main thing is the cost. So what we do, we say we could offer you the same price, well, not the same service, because lawyers, pretty much read from the same book. So what a typical individual or business owner, they want to get that same service from the same type lawyer, but not to pay $250 an hour. So with us, a small business owner, it depends on the needs and size. It could be as little as $40 a month or as much as $150 a month. Depends on what the needs are for a service.
So what kind of services do most of these small to large businesses actually ask for?
They primarily ask for, one, is document review, contract review. Secondly, they want to be able to ask questions to an attorney to get their questions answered. Those are the two main things. And then there's debt collection as well. But the two that I mainly focus on is, one, the document contract review, and the unlimited consultations that they could get.
Okay. So, come from the Legal Shield side and the travel space. What prompted you to get involved with Gwinnett Business Radio X?
Other than Mike being a great guy, it's just basically when you look at everything is going to podcasting, everything's going to online. I want to be part of it. And right now, Radio X is properly situated where I could get, hopefully, more bang for my buck.
So what will you be discussing on your show?
I am looking to discuss what is not being discussed. I want to talk to business owners and ask them about their story. What's their story? What's actually driving them? And what's actually how their business can be helped, not just through Legal Shield, legal services, or just in general, because business owners are hurting out there this way as people in general. So, and, you know, rather than do what everybody else is doing, asking questions, asking the sunshine questions, I want to know what some of the questions are when on the cloudy days as well.
So for our listeners, they may not be aware that the online and mobile world are constantly evolving and growing. It comes as no surprise that traditional media experience is switching to digital. Sources are now predicting that digital radio listeners will account for nearly 61% of the U.S. population in 2018. While a large share of online radio listeners is done on desktops or laptops, do you agree that smartphones are the future, that digital radio consumption? So with 73% of Americans accessing it through their device.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Like I said, that's one of the reasons why I'm looking at partnering up with Radio X, is to be in front of the people who are looking at digital and listen to podcasts.
So one of the facts and trends show that the share of consumers who listen to online radio through mobile phone in a car kept growing constantly for the past few years. So some interesting facts that I found out recently about digital radio shows are that online radio market is dominated by Pandora, as we're well aware, with its 3.1 million active sessions in 2016. And latest survey findings proved that consumers are very satisfied with their Pandora service. So other players in the field include iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, as well as Spotify and Deezer. And a study looked into types of content consumed on iHeartRadio shows. Local AM/FM stations were chosen by 54% of respondents. But interestingly enough, the consumers found more relevant than the AM/FM. They actually were listening to the actual radio shows themselves, and the commercial and actual business radio was the highest. They actually ranked higher than even the music stations on an independent level, which I found really interesting right now. So when will you actually be launching your first show on GoodNet Business Radio X?
Well, I'm looking at doing it, the 14th or 15th, I believe. It's going to be, the second Thursday or third Thursday. I haven't looked at a calendar, but that's my tentative launch date.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about what your listeners are actually going to be hearing? Are you going to be the main host of the show?
Yes.
Are you going to have guests on?
What kind of guests?
Who's your first one, if you know that?
I am still working out the details of who's going to be my first guest. I wanted to be, like I said, an informative interaction and experience for the listener, for them to get information that they don't ordinarily get from anyone else.
So are there any particular themes, specific themes around your show?
Small business oriented. Definitely going to be look at HR and small business owners.
So what aspect of HR for the small business owner do you want to touch on in your shows?
Well, HR is pretty much the heartbeat of small businesses, especially those with 10 to more employees. And they, like everyone else, they're trying to navigate the changing currents right now in regards to how management deals with employees with all the new regulations on what to do, what not to do, how to say it, how not to say it, and so forth and so on.
So you're going to go over some of those changes are on a regular basis?
Somewhat, yeah. Like I said, it really depends on the guests and where they lead the conversation, because basically it's going to be a guest-driven conversation. I'm going to ask some questions and just let them answer it.
Are you going to look across multiple verticals, so in manufacturing,
definitely,
restaurants?
Sure, definitely. Because it's all about small business. That's why it's called Small Biz Real Talk.
That was my next question. What are you going to call your radio show?
Small Biz Real Talk.
And as far as Small Biz Real Talk, how are you defining small business? Because it's defined all over the place by different people with different things.
I'm looking at small business with 10, 20 or more employees, between 10 and 100 employees.
Okay.
I consider that to be small business. The sweet spot for my business in particular is between 20 and 50.
Okay, because I know a lot of the listeners on Business Radio X range from anywhere from a single person business all the way up to larger corporations.
Oh, so, yeah. I mean, of course, mom and pop or home-based business is legally considered a small biz, but my target market is going to start at 10 employees.
Okay. What benefits do you think the guests on your show are going to get?
Like I say, information that they don't get elsewhere. They will get a real true pulse of the small business climate and environment.
Well, besides that, I know that one of the nice parts with Business Radio X, besides just the coverage and the overall exposure for your clientele, and I've been running the show for almost two years now, actually. We've had Strategic Insights Radio on Business Radio X, Gwinnett Business Radio X. One of the things that I always loved about what Mike provides and Gwinnett Business Radio X is that at the end of each show, he then provides us the actual recording of the show and allows the usage of all of that material mm-hmm. across all of our social media, internet, website, and of course the website itself. So one of the nice parts too is being featured on his actual website and running it and streaming through there. So those are some of the benefits that you can also bring up to your different guests on the show.
Definitely. I always look to make it a win-win situation for the client or for the guest as well as for me.
So what are some of the reasons that you chose to host your own show besides just that you like Mike?
I don't like Mike that well. basically, I'm just looking at getting exposure, of course, and having more people to know about me, my business. Again, providing service for the listener, also for them to get more information that, again, they would not ordinarily get.
And if someone was interested in becoming a guest on your show, what's the process that they should take?
Call me. Call me, email me. Call me at 404-889-6617 or email me at info@helpingpeopleandbusiness.biz.
Do you want to repeat that one more time for everybody?
404-889-6617 or info@helpingpeopleandbusiness.biz.
So here's a little question. In your own opinion, where do you think digital radio is going to go to in the future?
It's getting hot. I mean, people are still waking up to it. I myself trying to wrap my mind around people listening to podcasts, but statistics show people are listening to it and they're just beginning. So I'm trying to catch that wave like everybody else is.
Yeah, I know you and I have been talking about Gwinnett Business Radio X for almost a year now. Right.
Yes.
And talking about when you were going to start a show.
I mean, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I'm just now figuring out that people actually sitting down and listen to podcasts.
Well, I mean, on my end, right, as I said, I've had a show for 2 years here. I've had Strategic Insights Radio. And one of the nice parts for me is I see the total value, not just in bringing my clients on, customers, but also just the amount of people that are listening to my show and the fact that I can actually... on my analytics, I can show that I'm getting clients every mm-hmm. month from the shows that I'm putting on, which is huge. And I'm getting this worldwide exposure for me. And I know yours is more targeted. To more of a localized marketplace, but even on the localized marketplace, that exposure is there for me.
Right. And again, it's not just for me, my exposure for me, but the exposure for the clients and guests that I have on. They're getting their voices and their product out to an audience that they may not all be servicing or even know that they even exist.
Exactly. And for me, as I said, I structure my show a little bit differently, right? So I don't necessarily bring on clients as guests. I have a couple of times. I don't do it very often. Mm-hmm. And since the start of the show, even the other hosts don't necessarily bring on our clients. We bring on specific subject matter specialists. If they happen to be clients, that's great. If mm-hmm. not, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. I've even brought on competitors to talk about specific aspects of business. Mm-hmm. Because on my show, it's generally, this is a little bit different because I wanted to really launch and introduce you to the marketplace for Gwinnett Business Radio X. But normally, what I bring on person for the show is to showcase some way a business can do risk mitigation. So that's generally what my show is about and different aspects of business that maybe they weren't aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I kind of do. Now, where this fits into and why this fits in so well to my show is that one of the things that a lot of small businesses aren't aware of is alternative ways of marketing their business and getting their exposure out there than just hearing the buzzword of let's get on social media, let's do Facebook, and yes, you do need a multi-tiered marketing approach to everything. But one of the things that I found very successful for us and for other people that I do know is working with companies like Gwinnett Business Radio X and getting onto that digital radio spot and getting that type of exposure. And we have great numbers, and literally those numbers have turned into dollars for us. So that's one of the reasons we originally had our talk about you coming on and becoming a host.
I appreciate that. I mean, at the end of the day, business is about relationship and exposure and providing a benefit. For not just for yourself as a business owner to grow your business, but also to your client base.
And of course, you know, we both like Mike, so.
That helps, right?
Exactly.
I'm going to be doing a presentation for the Gwinnett Chamber about a month from now. I'm going to have come on, Jennifer, and just give the presentation yourself about Business Radio. I appreciate the testimony. In fact, Antonio, if you look above Jennifer's shoulder up on the wall, there is a framed magazine article talking about Jennifer's one of your success stories, and that was you getting some business from overseas. Mm-hmm. So talking about how we actually reach the world.
Yeah, that's actually a funny story. So that was early on, actually, when we first started.
At least 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago when we first started with Gwinnett Business Radio X. And we get this call from this couple who literally was trying to reach us for almost 2 months. And it was just because we were really busy at the time. We had just launched a new product services for our company. And we finally got them nailed down with their schedule. And they met me over at the chamber offices. And they were so excited to meet me, right? And we sat down, we talked to him, and was like, well, how did you hear about us? And they were like, we listen to your show every week. And I was like, oh, that's fantastic. In Columbia.
Nice.
And I was like, okay, Columbia, Georgia, Columbia, South Asia. They're like, Bogota,
nice.
Columbia.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
They flew in from Bogota, Colombia, and they actually came over and wanted to move their entire business to Gwinnett County, Georgia. And it was so funny because when they told me about this, they thought he was the ultimate, you know, superstar. So I got him on.
Are you saying I'm not?
You know you are. But they literally, I got them on the phone with Mike, and they were like jumping up and down for joy. It was so funny.
I wish I had that effect on everybody, but it doesn't work that way.
Well, you do, maybe not in the same way.
Yeah, I do. Hey, a couple things, if I can do a little housekeeping. Real
sure.
Quick, you talked about the benefits of Legal Shield. I've been a Legal Shield consumer for the last couple of years, so everything Antonio said is correct. I mean, I get a speeding ticket, not that I get a whole lot, but I do once in a while, and I'll have them actually take a look at it. They actually go to court for me. They try to get it knocked down, sometimes get it, you know, not knocked out completely. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost me things. There's part of my membership with Legal Shield, and I had a court case recently where I actually had to be in court. So I use Legal Shield for that. Saved me a lot of money. So it's well worth it.
Yeah, and I'm actually a client as well. My company is. We've used them for document review and actually for negotiation and arbitration.
I had them review a lease.
Yeah.
They took a look at a lease and made some changes in it as well. Also, you mentioned your launch date for your show. We're looking at June 15th, 2017. Okay. 1 o'clock will be the live broadcast. Mm-hmm. So anytime after June 15th, anybody can just go to the website, GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com, and you know, Google your name or your company, and they'll find the show. It's called Business Real Talk,
yes.
As you said. It'll be the third Thursday of every month.
Excellent.
Debuting June 15th, 2017.
And so opening it a little bit up to you, Mike, since you jumped on anyway.
Okay.
Where do you see digital radio going?
If you're not getting involved in digital radio, you're going to be behind the eight ball. It's the future of radio. AM is virtually dying. FM probably is not far behind. More and more ears are going to digital radio. If you're not, you know, accessible on someone's iPhone, I mean, that's where you want to be. People want to listen to shows when it's convenient for them, just like DVRing your favorite TV show. And how many people do you know now, they go to Netflix and they'll just watch a whole season's worth of, you know, shows? Or
I'm on my next show right now.
Right. I mean, do you even watch regular cable TV anymore?
On a rare occasion when there's basically some kind of award show occasionally that I'm interested in seeing.
A live event.
Yeah.
Maybe the Super Bowl, things like that.
I like live football, so I kind of...
Right. But outside of that, you know, your favorite TV show, you're going to go and watch a whole season's worth of something and, you know, at night or when you get home from work. And radio's becoming the same thing.
Yeah.
It's becoming on demand.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reality is I don't have time to my schedule is so all over the place that how am I possibly going to make sure I'm home to see the next episode of whatever show I want to watch?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's you know, we're on the cusp of it getting, you know, you've already gave some numbers as far as listenership, and it's just starting. I'm serious. I need you to join me for my presentation in next month for sure.
I told you I'd be there.
All right. All good here?
I'm all good here. Thank you.
All right. I want to thank, of course, our host, Jennifer Ruse with Sterling Rose Consulting Corp, and our guest, Antonio Little L with Arcad and Associates. Thanks to both our guest and our host. Remember that Strategic Insights Radio is brought to you by Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. For a free download of a white paper based on the subject of the growth of digital radio as a marketing tool and Gwinnett Business Radio X, you'll also be able to go and find out more about our guest, Antonio Little L, as well as Sterling Rose Consulting. Be sure to go to their website, which is Sterling Rose Consulting.
SterlingRoseConsultingCorp.com.
SterlingRoseConsultingCorp.com. Or you can call Jennifer directly at 470-202-8659. Future downloads of the show are available on iTunes and SoundCloud. And we'll see you next time right here on Strategic Insights Radio.